Warning, this episode contains themes of maturity and sexuality that may be unsuitable to viewers age 13 and under. Listen at your own discretion.
The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. I'm Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And this is...
Too much information. Welcome back,
Yay!
Guys.
So this week we have two special guests, which are actually really familiar already. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey.
Hey.
My name's Vanessa.
Wait, really?
And... Oh... Yeah, my name's Vanessa, and I'm really excited to be here. Like, I really love TMI so much.
Oh, you're crying.
Yeah, like,
you were forced to be here.
So
you're
Vanessa
held at gunpoint.
Is actually our number one fan.
Yeah.
Like, we found her because she stalked us. She found us, actually.
I was actually waiting outside of the studio, like banging on the window, and then they were like, fine, let's just let her in.
No, like the first day we didn't let her in, but then like as the days passed, she was weathering the storms.
Yeah.
And it was
she
just
was really
like,
persistent. She was like, let me in.
Yeah.
Let me in.
If you don't let me in, I'm gonna die of starvation.
Yeah.
So we like eventually had to let her in.
Thanks, guys. I
like
really
we like her so much, totally
yeah.
not because
we like to do charity, guys.
Yeah, guys. Donate to TMI right now. Just kidding. And please don't take that seriously. And who are you, fine mama?
Ooh la la. Hi, everybody. I'm Yegane, and I'm glad to be back. Actually, I had to, like, send 75 formal emails to Cho and Liesl to let me come back on this podcast.
Yeah, we were like, who is this again?
Yeah, we were like, oh, I don't, who is that?
Who is you?
Yeah, so like I was full on sobbing and rolling on the ground, and they were like, no, we won't let you in. Yeah.
And then eventually, like, because the police was like crowding around, we were like, oh my god, we're gonna get caught by the police. So we were like, okay,
yeah, we feel so wanted here.
You guys are wanted. And speaking of wanting, today's
I think we should introduce a little bit of social media lore first.
Oh,
you know,
my god,
cause,
yes.
Cause speaking of wanting
detour,
us,
speaking
guys,
of wanting
so
us.
Many people want us because you know what? Our Instagram account got hacked by a account.
Whoa!
So that was something.
Guys, that's how you know you made it in life, when a account hacks into you called JK Mendez.
You know, when you're just so wanted, they're like, we need their 74 followers.
74 whole followers,
to
guys.
Like, for a fan base.
Ladies. Okay, like, guys, we know that 70 whole like followers is so much.
I think it's 77
that,
now.
Yeah. But it's like, I know it's so much responsibility. Mm. But it's like, guys, don't hack into our accounts, especially if you watch. It's not cool. Is not cool. No gooning allowed.
No gooning allowed.
No gooning
this
allowed.
This is a zero
just
goon zone.
Yearning. But this is a 1 billion yearn zone. And we're gonna talk about today's topic, which is yearning.
No.
Mama, save
my trigger word.
Okay, guys, what is yearning? Does anyone wanna explain? It's just this, guys.
What is yearning to you?
I feel like it's like...
It's like when you go through psychosis.
You know those like memes where it's like there's like a fire or like something happening, and then there's just someone in the foreground just like chilling.
Yeah. Would you guys call yourself yearners? Would you guys consider yourself yearners?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. We know you are.
Yeah, you know, we know too much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little familiar with yearning.
You're just a little yearner. You're just my little yearner.
To me, yearning is a lifestyle.
My little yearner.
Yearning is a way of life.
Is yearning a way of life?
And if you don't yearn all the time, 24/7, then you're a fake yearner. And don't call yourself that.
It's a lifestyle.
What do you guys
think,
Vanessa and Yegane? The yearning lifestyle.
I think it's like one of the most amazing lifestyles. Unfortunately,
amazing?
It is. Unfortunately, it got taken away from me by my mood stabilizer pill. So unfortunately, I can't yearn anymore.
No, she's too mentally stable to
yearn. Took your personality away.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately. So like now I'm just like a chill guy, like chilling around. Yeah.
Oh,
Man. No, but why do you think yearning is a great lifestyle? Because I think it's horrible and evil.
No, I think it's great because, like, what do you do if you're not overthinking every single word and, like, every, like, single dot in the text? Like, are you, like...
Guys, how many exclamation marks did they send you?
Three.
If they send, if they send three, like, they actually want you.
They're in your walls. They're stalking
you. If they send more than three, they're kind of crazy.
No, like, they're psychopaths.
They're psychopaths.
Three on the
if they send one, that's perfect. Business casual. Yeah, yeah.
That's like
and if they send two, they're being friendly. But if they send three,
they want you.
Like, they are kneeling down.
With, like, a ring.
Hallelujah. They want you.
Yeah, so... Actually, what we're here to talk about today, speaking of yearning, is the Yearning Olympics. Because in this room, you have the three biggest yearners I know. That's wrong because Odette isn't here. But
shout out, Odette,
you know, number one yearner of all time. Genuinely, I've never seen anyone yearn as hard as Odette, and I applaud them. But we have number two yearner, which is Cho, and number three, which is Yagane. And then Vanessa's also somewhere there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not even ranked.
But
I'm on the spectrum.
Today we're going to see it, and everyone's going to compete for who is the biggest yearner. And therefore, which is why this episode is titled The Yearning Olympics.
Yes!
Everyone's going to yearn so hard.
I'm going to win.
Who's going to win, guys?
Place your bets. I'm in it. We'll win it.
I'm going to win, Cho. You don't have to win.
Why do you guys think you're going to win? Everyone give a very short pitch.
I yearn every moment of my life. If I don't yearn, then I'm really bored. And I feel like I have no reason to live if I don't yearn. I just get really bored if I don't have a goal, like an out-of-touch goal, you know?
Because you've been so out of touch?
Yeah, because I'm out of touch. You're out of time.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to win, Vanessa?
I don't know if I will win, but I do think I have the right mentality of a yearner.
Yeah.
Which
you're
is
like
a
underdog.
Huge part.
Yeah.
You're like the Blue Jays. You're Blue Jays.
I'm like literally like you are all Shohei and Yamamoto.
Oh.
And I'm
Shohei.
Yeah. Shohei. You got a fat.
You got it. Why do you think you're gonna win?
Because like I yearn even in my sleep. So sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night when my heart is pounding and I start yearning.
I don't even have like yearning dreams. I had dreams where my current boyfriend cheated on me with my ex.
Guys, I think there's something wrong with us.
Also, I'm not part of this because, yeah, I'm cured. Anyway, see you guys after this seg. Welcome back, guys, to the Yearning Olympics. Today, we have three contestants, Yagane, Vanessa, and Cho. So, first of all, Yagane is going to go first, and she's going to try and convince us why she's the biggest yearner. And everyone who isn't me can just go, objection, and basically, like, fight her on why she shouldn't be the biggest yearner. So, you have about 4.5 minutes. Go!
Wonderful. Hi, guys. So... one of the biggest topics I've been yearning for recently is my previous internship. I know it's like so pathetic, but like I've had like a romantic relationship with that job. You know, like every day.
Oh, mama.
I know. Like every day I would wake up dreaming about spending my whole day putting all of the ticket counts in real count, and that was like one of the most beautiful
questions. Are we yearning about math?
No, it's not math, it's just like itinerary stuff. It was just so beautiful. And yeah, and then like I loved it so much that I voluntarily stayed there for two more weeks than I was supposed to, and I'm telling you, it was unpaid. And then I sent them 5 emails in a row saying how grateful I was for them.
You're like a desperate ex.
Oh my God, you're like a desperate ex. Yeah.
And then like,
please.
I like all of my previous coworkers' stories and.
Oh my God.
Please take me back.
Please get your guy.
They don't want you no more.
Unfortunately, they don't.
They don't want you.
Like, whenever like one of them sends me a message or emails me, like my heart pounds. Because I feel like. Because I feel like I'm gonna get like a job offer and I'm gonna go back to my job and like issue all the contracts, and it's just like so beautiful to me.
Oh, it's nice.
I have no words.
It's so nice.
Oh wait, objection.
Objection, yeah, objection. Objection.
They literally emailed you saying like, oh, we actually want you back. But then the scheduling didn't work. So then like they were like, oh yeah, but like next time, like, well, you'll be first on our list.
Yeah, but like that doesn't mean anything.
It's just it's like forbidden star-crossed lovers.
No, you know it's just like, you know, they're edging me.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, okay, you're almost there,
so they're
but like
emotionally
you're not.
Gooning you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh my god. No, that's so sad. Like, I feel like I could write a whole fic about this on AO3.
Yeah, I could, like, and you know how, like, I once had, like, a crash out about it and cried for, like, 2 days straight because, like, I missed my internship so drop. And I felt
no.
so.
And no. I felt Did you make so, a playlist about it?
I actually have a playlist about it. I have a playlist with all of the artists that I've worked with. Actually, one of the artists I've worked with on my internship is now like a Grammy nominate.
Yay! Shut up. Guys, everyone hire Yagane because she's the one who got them the Grammy nomination.
Obviously, yeah.
She like, is the Grammy.
She is
I am the
Grammy.
Yeah, like
the
they need to give like a shout out to me, like the intern that didn't get paid and didn't have a name on the emails.
Hey, you're the one who sent them, okay? No, if it wasn't you, who else would be sending the emails? Yeah. Guys, well, do we have any words? Because I low-key don't. Like, I can't imagine having a playlist for a job.
Is this what capitalism is?
Is this what capitalism is?
I
can't imagine
loving a job. I think capitalism really,
I can't imagine
really
loving
did her
a,
number.
A job sorry, this much, guys.
I don't know.
It just, like, gave me so much confidence, and it was just...
Oh.
You know what? If you're happy,
I'm
happy.
If it makes
happy.
You happy, yeah.
If it makes you happy. You know, if he treats you right.
Yeah.
No, he's cute, yeah.
It's a she.
She's
the
cute.
The job should be a she.
She's cute. Like, yeah. You know what? Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, you know how many emails I had to copy-paste today? That was lovely.
My favorite. Thanks.
Free labor.
Free labor.
Yeah,
and
my favorite.
Guys, I actually do love free labor, though.
Me too.
Yeah, low-key, this is free labor right now. So we can't
high
say
key,
shit.
I love doing free labor. I yearn for free labor. That's
oh my God.
What I yearn for.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
For free labor.
I also yearn for free labor. Yeah. Not really. I'm sick of it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, not really. At some point, it gets... But right now, I love it.
Okay. Vanessa, it's your turn.
Well, I feel like I'm post-yearning after my big yearning crash out of the season. Thank you, Brandon.
Okay, let us talk about it in a really vague way. Then,
let's talk
so
about
it
in a really vague
on.
Way.
Well, I just feel like generically, I do love... to listen to yearning songs. Like, whenever I'm in
the
eye...
Okay, but, like, who doesn't?
But, like, whenever I'm in the eye of the hurricane...
The eye
it
of
is
the hurricane
quiet.
Is quiet. Eliza, take your time. It's so bad.
But, yeah, I feel like I'm one of those yearners that make, like, a playlist for every single instance.
Oh, me
happened.
Too.
I'm like, oh...
I have one for every single mood.
They looked at my general area... I'm just going to make a playlist about that.
Wait, have you actually made a playlist about...
Let me see, actually.
Oh!
Oh, are we going to get a playlist?
I also feel like I gaslight myself into yearning for people that I don't even like.
Oh.
Just because I'm bored.
You know what? I kind of get that.
Like, no, I don't do
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you're just really bored in life and you're like, you know what? Having a crush would be really fun right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
But you know what? The best thing about all of us being yearners is that we all never take initiative to actually go for the people that we're yearning for.
Being cowards.
Well, that's what makes us the
guys,
best yearners possible.
I love when I'm being a coward and
exactly.
I just don't act on,
like,
on my
thoughts. We will, like... dissect every little thing that they do, but will we actually go up to that person and tell them how we feel?
Never.
we will never do that.
And
so I
we
think
love
that's,
doing that.
Yeah, instead of making this Olympics, I think we're just like trauma bonding in a way that, like, I think we're all really good yearners, you know?
Yeah, I think maybe the real yearners were the friends we made along the
no,
way.
Like,
the real yearners.
No, literally,
like,
this is
like,
bars,
literally,
guys. This is
yeah.
bars, guys.
Maybe
yeah.
that's our character development.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
We that we yearn for yearning. The friendship of, like, bonding over yearning.
Exactly, because yes. I have seen the evil.
I have seen evil bestowed upon certain people who
yeah.
are sitting next to
I
me.
I have seen it all.
Oh. I have seen it all. I have seen too much.
Do you wanna
talk about your thing, Cho? But, like, very vaguely.
Well,
Cho has a crush on the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, you know, the Cookie Monster with the blue fur, and like he loves cookies and loves milk.
No, so you know that, right?
You know that character. Mm-hmm. So I had a crush on the Cookie Monster, and then the Cookie Monster was like, oh, so I'm like engaged to Elmo.
Oh my god,
so
no!
I'm like,
no!
Oh, Cookie Monster!
How did you find out that the Cookie Monster was engaged to Elmo?
Well, because the Cookie Monster revealed it to me.
Oh. In a dream?
Well, you know, not in a dream. Maybe in real life. But yeah. But I went through that, and it was a lot. And, like, I cried. At one point, I cried for, like, 5 days. It's all good. It's all fine and dandy. Because the Cookie Monster is a real nice person. And I really like the Cookie Monster, guys. The Cookie Monster, like, he's really friendly, and he's gonna offer you cookies, you know, when they're like not
and,
selfish
you know, you,
at all.
You just like
oh,
want that cookie, and like
so
they're
bad.
Really generous.
She wants that cookies.
Oh, God. And the Cookie Monster is like, yeah, I'll like show you how to make cookies, and I'll give you my cookies.
Wait,
and,
what?
Like, and it's just really nice. And my thing is, it's really easy for me to yearn over people who are like nice to me. You could just be nice to me, and I will yearn for you.
Non-objection.
Literally,
yes.
Non-objection, if you're friendly and you're nice and you're like giving really like
literally.
Happy golden retriever energy, like the Cookie Monster, I will fall for you.
Like you hold the door for me, like I'm on my knees.
Oh.
Like actually, like marry me.
Well,
like literally marry me.
Oh. Maybe let's.
Maybe God.
You know,
guys, maybe we should have like higher standards.
You know.
Thoughts.
No, we don't have any standards in this room.
I just think some people.
We're in Toronto, that's
yeah.
Why.
Yeah, I think some people are really like lovable though, because you know how they're like they can be really friendly and they could like they can be really fun to be around, and then it's just really easy to like have a crush on them because it's like oh I like being in the presence of this person. It's really fun to hang out with them, and then. Yeah, and
so,
then it's yeah. And
how
then,
are you finding the Cookie Monster right now? Like, do you think
I,
do you still?
So my thing is, I kind of have accepted and moved on.
Objection!
Objection!
I don't really.
Objection.
No, but I don't
objection.
Really.
Objection.
I don't
objection.
Really.
Objection!
Guys, I'm over the cookies.
Uh huh.
Yeah, just that
that's
I,
what everyone says. It's
at
like,
some
oh,
point
I don't
in your
that
life,
cookie.
You just kind of have to accept it and move on.
That you're not
but,
gonna get that cookie, or that you
yeah
not-
that Cookie Monster don't want you. He don't want that cookie. He don't want this cookie.
You
but,
want his Cookie Monster, but his Cookie Monster don't want
you. Know,
you.
Mm. I might really admire him because of how he bakes his cookies and of his recipes, but like you just gotta accept that's. But that's what yearning is. A real yearner never yearns for the goal.
Joe, I think you're winning right now.
A real yearner?
Yeah, we knew that she was
like,
going to win.
We knew that she
like,
was
going to win. We
gonna,
already
you're,
knew.
You're
that's why I didn't
a
even
real
try.
Yearner, if you're actually a real yearner, you don't even want to be with them. You just yearn for the sake of yearning. And that's what real yearning is. When you yearn, you don't want anything. You don't really want anything. You don't really want to be with that person. You just want to yearn for the sake of yearning, and because it's fun to yearn, and it's fun to torture yourself mentally, and it's fun to be in psychosis, guys.
Yes,
and it's
I'm
fun
scared.
To like overanalyze every single thing they say, every single action they have,
she's so
every
good.
Single
she's
every
so
single
good.
This is a monologue
you guys have.
This is a monologue.
And that's what yearning is, and I advocate for that real kind of yearning. Bring yearning back, 2025. Bring big yearning back. That's my campaign.
So are you saying that their yearning is small yearning, and that yours is real?
Mine
true
is
yearning?
Real. There's fake yearning.
What the
there's
hell?
There's our fake yearning.
Do you guys want to object?
When you're a real yearner, you don't want anything. You don't. You're
fight,
not.
Fight,
you're not
fight,
yearning
fight,
for
fight,
a goal.
Okay.
Objection! Objection! You are yearning for a person. That gives you something back.
Well, it's not a person, it's a monster.
It's like a monster, whatever. I am yearning for a job that doesn't give me anything back. So I think my yearning is real yearning because like it doesn't have feeling. I'm just yearning for the sake of like yearning for it and because like I just like it. And it's not giving me anything back.
Well, I beg to differ. I think it gave you experience and like it did give you that emotion while you were, you know.
I think all yearning lives matter. Like,
oh no, we want everyone to fight.
We're
gonna fight. We're gonna fight each other.
The girls are fighting against that. Some yearnings are superior than others.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, my yearning is superior to everybody's yearning. Because in like long term, my yearning will give me money.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But will it actually make you happy?
Yes, it will.
Will it give you cookies?
Yes, it will give me cookies.
Will it bake you cookies?
It will bake me cookies.
Will it give you cookie recipes?
It will give me cookie recipes.
Are you sure?
I am sure. You know, like while I am like in that job and I'm like yearning for that job, I'm going to meet people that yearn for the job and are in the job. And then like I'm going to meet those people and they're going to give me lots of cookies.
So you're telling me it's like a yearning like convention?
It is.
Ah, that's what Hinge is, but not really, because everyone on Hinge just wants to be
don't compare Hinge to my lovely like dream
to
job,
my lovely little baka dream
so
job.
See, like if I go to that job, I'm gonna go to like events, and like in these events they're gonna be like cookies.
Okay, all right. So I think that concludes our Yearning Olympic segment. Everyone put your votes down in the comments and who you think is gonna win. And we will see you after the break to tell you guys who actually won. Hi guys, welcome back. And everyone, please give us a drum roll, because we're gonna announce the winners. And number three on the podium is Vanessa.
Thanks, guys.
Because Vanessa's actually sane. And number two is Yegani! Because she's not very sane. And number three is Cho!
Yay!
Because she's actually going through psychosis. Like,
yes!
I don't think there's
yes! I'm so happy! Guys, I'm so honored and happy.
Does anyone even have any objections?
No.
I think that monologue was iconic.
That was actually insane.
That was the best thing ever.
Yeah, and stay tuned for the next episode. Next episode, we're going to be talking about yaoi.
And I wanted to talk about yaoi.
We'll talk about yaoi at some other point. We talk about yaoi all the time. We recreate yaoi all the time.
Oh. No, that would be Yuri.
Yeah, and stay tuned. And lovingly to all of you guys, I hope you all get goodbye.
Bye-bye.